Any views, thoughts, or opinions expressed on the Rejuvenating Health podcast are solely that of the speakers and are intended as such. Please contact your trusted medical practitioner for medical advice. Let's go, girls.
Welcome back to the Rejuvenating Health Podcast. I'm Shauna, and I'm here with women's health nurse practitioner, Lindsay Van Schoik. And if you haven't listened to any of our previous episodes, please feel free to listen back. There's a ton of helpful information on those. But today we're going to talk to you guys about the dangers of medi spas and going to them for some of these fad treatments that are out there today.
Yeah, so I want to preface this by saying that I have good acquaintances that I know that own medi spas. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with them. I don't think that you should boycott them or anything like that. But I think as a consumer, you should know that there are some dangers to them. And there are some that aren't so good, right? So, I mean, millions of people in the United States visit med spas daily, right? They're a super relaxing experience, similar to a spa, right? You can get facials and massages, and you can treat your aging skin and acne and hair and all that type of stuff. And all that stuff is great, right? I know tons of my friends that go to med spas and they get skin treatments and Botox and, all those things that they are relaxing to them and it opens up their pores and they get great skin and all that type of stuff. That's not necessarily the dangers that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the dangers of maybe getting a GLP-1 there, or supplements there, the IV drips and stuff like that, right? So we know that the med spas are this huge industry, right? It's a $15 billion per year industry, and which is awesome. Everyone needs to make money. I'm not saying that, but it's something that insurance doesn't cost. So a lot of people are paying for these services out of pocket, which is totally fine. But when that happens, it means that no federal agencies are overseeing these med spas. So a lot of times their oversight is by state medical boards, which are stretched pretty thin. And so there's not just a lot of regulation and oversight to these, right? And a lot of times to prescribe, they have to have a nurse practitioner or a physician or someone overseeing what they're prescribing. But it doesn't mean that physician, nurse practitioner, or whatever is really, they're really monitoring things, right?
Right. Right. So, because it's not at a medi spa, you come in and have an appointment and they know everything that's going on with you and they're looking at your lab work or all of that. None of that happens there.
Yeah, exactly. So I think a common trend in med spas is getting these IV drips, right? So you can get hydration IV drips. So maybe you drink too much at night or you're feeling fatigued. And so they offer you these drips for energy and boosting your metabolism and all those types of stuff. And they're filled with vitamins and even substances that they're claiming will burn fat. Right. And so the problem is that evidence on IV therapy can be helpful for healthy people, maybe, but there's no real research about it. And again, there's no federal regulations. But sometimes there can be pretty adverse effects to it. You're dealing with, maybe you're not going to a great med spa and you get injected improperly and you get some kind of infection, right? Maybe you get in it's spots where you get injections that become inflamed. So you're putting yourself at risk for cellulitis, bacterial resistant infections, stuff like that. Maybe if you aren't going to the best med spa, right? I think one thing I see is people are getting such crazy high doses of these vitamins, right? I go over labs with people consistently. And one thing I see is I'm like, why is your vitamin B12 level just through the roof? Holy moly. Yeah. Right. And there are some dangers to having your vitamin B12 level that high. Right. I'm not saying it's wrong to get those injections for energy. And if you're bad at taking supplements or anything like that, but there are a lot of dangers for having super high, super physiological levels of some of these things, right? So like, let's take B12. A lot of times your doctor, like physician, if you're going to your physician, will give you B12 if you have like headaches and stuff like that. And for most people, you can get B12 through your diet. B12 is a water soluble vitamin and it's absorbed in your intestines. And after it's absorbed, it can be used to make DNA and red blood cells. And it's not stored in your liver though. So if you take more than your body needs, you're going to pee it out. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's one bad thing, right? Like you're ingesting all these vitamins and you're probably peeing out a shit ton of them. So you're paying for it and you're wasting it. Right.
Yeah.
But for these people that I see that have crazy high levels of B12, there are some side effects and some of them can be serious, right? So mild side effects could be like diarrhea, itching, skin rash, headaches, dizziness, nausea, vomiting. But then the more serious side effects is you can get pulmonary edema and congestive heart failure. You could get a deep vein thrombosis. You could get polycythemia vera, which is a severe blood cancer, right? For some people, you can get anaphylaxis. So you need to consider all of these things, right? And there are a lot of drugs that affect your absorption of B12, right? So it can cause reduced absorption or increased absorption. So some of those are like metformin, proton pump inhibitors, vitamin C, H2 blockers, some folic acid supplements, stuff like that. So you just need to be aware of some of those things, right? B12 is found in a lot of foods. It's found in eggs, cheese, fish, shellfish, liver, kidney, red meat. Like it's good for you, right? Like I tell a lot of people to take a methylated B12 for methylation. But the problem is when you're going to some of these clinics and you're getting crazy amounts of B12, is it can have like some major consequences that you might not be aware of, right? And a lot of people are going and getting these injections because they have low energy or they have chronic fatigue and headaches and mouth ulcers, but like lots of different reasons to take them, right? And I'm not saying it's bad to take B12 for those reasons, but if you're going to a med spa and paying a lot of money for these injections, you might get some really serious side effects from it. Right. You could overdose.
In the end, it's just not worth it.
Yeah. And in the end, like, again, what do we always talk about on our podcast? Why do you not have energy? Is it likely because you have low B12? Probably not. Honestly, yeah. It's likely because you're not sleeping and you're not eating and you're not moving your body and you're not doing all of those other things, right? So right. I've seen like, so the other day someone came to me and they got recommendations from, they went to a med spa and they saw a practitioner, right? And they did all this testing and they got this crazy ass 12-page recommendation, not of diet, nutrition, stuff like that, of all these injections that they needed that cost like thousands of dollars without talking about like, you need to eat and sleep. And maybe here are some oral supplements that you could take that won't cost you your child's life. Like it costs as much as it costs to have a baby. Right.
Yeah.
So again, I think med spas can be great. And I think there is a time and a place for them, but you also have to know that like, they're not federally regulated and some of the things in them can be dangerous. I think one of the main things that I am seeing that I don't like from a med spa is the usage of GLP-1s. You should absolutely not be getting a GLP-1 from a med spa. And it can piss you off that I'm saying it, but...
Or off the internet.
Right. But you need to be working with an obesity specialist and in conjunction with a health coach, a nutrition coach, and a physician, right? Because, and again, here's something too. Those GLP-1s at the med spa are compounded. And there is a time and place for compounded meds, but you don't know the compounding pharmacy that they're getting them from. So you could be paying $400 a month to get this GLP-1 that literally is water. Who knows? Yeah. You have no idea that you're even getting the medication because it's not FDA regulated.
Yeah.
Where if you go to an obesity specialist or someone that really deals with this all the time, you know you're getting in the actual drug and you're getting treated, and they can help treat you through the symptoms of the GLP-1, like the nausea, the vomiting, the constipation. They can make sure you're not muscle wasting. They can make sure that you're setting yourself up to where you don't have to be on these drugs for life.
Right. Because you have one body, right? So like what we're putting in our body matters, and how our body reacts to what we're putting in it is based upon the quality of what we put in it. And just, you know, not everybody believes in vaccines for their kids, and that's another rabbit hole and we won't discuss that. But you wouldn't just take your kid to some willy-nilly doctor and be like, here, I'm just going to get my vaccines here because it's just more convenient for me. Like, no, we're not going to just inject our kids with anything. And we shouldn't do that with our bodies either. It needs to be from the proper place so you know what you're getting.
But we get so desperate, right?
That's what
we're so desperate for, a quick fix and something to help us burn fat and get energy. And we're not thinking about the risks, right? Like, I read about a story of a 25-year-old that went to a med spa in California to get like a shot to boost her energy and burn off some fat, right? What she came out with was a drug-resistant infection that she's still dealing with the consequences 2 years later, right? So she was getting like B12, vitamin C, and then a compound called diachloic acid, which is supposedly supposed to melt your fat away, which is probably just a scam anyways. But they injected like multiple areas of her body with this substance to burn fat away, right? And she got this crazy resistant infection within 24 hours. Where her skin was aching and burning and all this type of stuff. So like,
that's horrible.
You can Google this, right? And there's tons of news stories and all these things. And even the federal like officials are warning that some of these are using unlicensed workers. And it's just difficult to know. And like I said, there are some really good med spas and you can get really good skin treatments and stuff like that. I think you just need to do your worst research and be really aware of what you're getting and know that some of these shots to dissolve fat or whatever, they're not legit, right? They can give you a lot of toxins in your body. They can give you a lot of infections, right? So I think it's just, you really need to be careful when you're going to all these things, right? So here are some things that you can seek out, right? Like, who owns and operates the med spa? Like, do you know them? Do you feel like they're like a good person that's not just after money, that is like really trying to help you, right? And then who's administering your treatment? Like, do they have credentials? Like, are they a nurse practitioner, a nurse anesthetist? Like, make sure those people have credentials, right? Is there a licensed medical practitioner on site in case there's a complication? If you go there and you get this crazy injection, is there someone monitoring you where if you get a crazy side effect, there's someone there to treat you? And that part is normally no, right?
Right.
And I know it can be uncomfortable to ask these questions, but you're spending a ton of money on these treatments. You should ask these questions. And I think my biggest point is, do not go after these treatments for a quick fix. If you're not doing the things that you need to be doing to like feel better when it comes to the energy and the weight loss, then do those things first.
Right. Yeah. And if you're looking for that quick fix, then I think that's your first sign that also maybe you need to look just within a little bit and do some mindset work, even at why, like, I didn't get to this point in like a week or in a month. Like, it takes a while for us to get this unhealthy. So just by taking a shot that really probably is going to give you diarrhea and mess with your gut system, like, it's just not worth it. If we can just put in the work and do it the healthy way, and then you don't have to be on injections for the rest of your life and worry about side effects. Like, why want that if you do not have to?
Yeah. Yeah. Just, and like I said, like, the med spas are great for skin treatments, right? Like, they're great for skin treatments. Like, they're awesome, right? They're great for a lot of different things. Just not sure that getting injections and IV nutrients and weight loss practices are what you should be doing at those things. There are a lot of dangers in that. And I've seen some of the protocols, and I've seen some crazy levels that some of our patients have. And I've seen a lot of patients waste a lot of money and get no benefit from it. So there are other ways that you could invest your money on working on lifestyle and a coach and healthy habits than maybe spending it in one of those places on things that might do you harm.
Right. Or you don't, right? Like you said, you're not even sure what's in them in the first place.
Yeah.
And that's scary too.
Yeah. Because I mean, there's the FDA. So the FDA is really going to start cracking down on compounding pharmacies, which I think in some ways is good, but compounding pharmacies serve a really good purpose in other ways, right? Like I send a lot of patients to get compounded testosterone and things like that because it's not available to them. Like the FDA has no testosterone available for women that's FDA approved. But there's a lot of shitty compounding pharmacies, and they're not regulated, right? So you have to make sure that you're getting your stuff from a regulated pharmacy. And that's the thing. You don't know what these med spas are using. You don't know what compounding pharmacy they're using. So you don't know if it's one of the good ones. There's two different kinds of compounding pharmacies. I think I looked this up the other day. There's like a 503B, which is registered to the FDA. That's the kind that you want. You want a 503B, right? There's two types of compounding. One that they don't really have to register with the FDA. So those ones I'm like, probably not the best to be getting stuff from. And then there's the 503B, which has to register with the FDA, which is probably a lot safer. So there's 503A, and then there's 503B. Let me make sure I'm saying this right. There's 503A, which they create a medication for you based on your doctor's prescription, and the compounding can't be done by someone. The compounding can't be done by someone under supervision of a pharmacist. So they're mostly managed by the states. There's 503B, which are outsourcing facilities, which can make a medicine based off a prescription. They can create large amounts of medicine and sell to medical offices. The FDA manages most of these. They have stricter labeling rules. Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. Yeah. You want to use a 503B because the FDA manages those and have stricter regulations, where a 503A, they don't necessarily, right? But even though the FDA has some regulation, they really can't confirm if the compounded drug is safe and effective because it doesn't go through all the regulations that an FDA approved medication does, which is, that's a whole nother tangent nor here or there that we need to go through probably right now, because I think compounding pharmacies and the FDA and some of that crap is, we're not even going to go there, but just make sure that you're getting your meds from somewhere that is legit.
It's just like everything I feel like we talk about. You just have to do your research and advocate for yourself to make sure that you're getting what you deserve, you know?
Yeah.
Just want you to be safe out there, ladies, and healthy.
Yeah. And I mean, I think this was a topic that was requested by a listener, just because people don't know, right?
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm not bashing them. I think there is a place for them. I think they're great for skin treatments. I'm just not sure that they're the place to go to get injections and weight loss treatments.
Yeah. No. And if you ladies have any questions on that, or you have questions on how we are able to help women with those things in a safe and effective way, if need be, please feel free to reach out. You can send us a message or an email. We also have some specials going on for the month of April for Lindsay's birthday. Woo-hoo. So please feel free, to reach out. We would love to chat with you and help you, or even point you in the right direction. But we will catch you ladies next week. See ya.
Bye.